Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Paul Mitchell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris bunts towards the mound. Golds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campaneris moves to third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rudy moves to third. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Randall fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Smalley moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from 10 RHA and he is safe. Heil steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene 10 RHA is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. 10 RHA is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. 10 RHA is called out on strikes. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Williams reaches second base with a double. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock scores. Cubbage moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner misplays the ball. That's an error on Garner. Cubbage moves to third. Heil moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it and throws to second for the out. Cubbage scores. Heil moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew bunts towards the mound. Mitchell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field. Washington picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Carew moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Stan Bonson now pitching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. Carew scores. Weiniger moves to third. One out. It's 4-3, Athletics. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Cubbage moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, Twins, 4. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to third. Heil moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Rudy moves to third. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tenarche hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rudy tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-4, Athletics. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner is called out on strikes. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 3 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Rudy hits a line drive into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner misplays the ball. That's an error on Garner. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Heil bunts towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Sal Bando. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Lentz moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Billy Williams. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Carew reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-4 in the game. North hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.